Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I know that people can hear me around the world. You know, I really want to tell you about my music. And, you know, since I am, let me play you some of my music. You deserve to hear Dove Knight because Dove Knight likes to be in a positive way. And this is what I've been doing for so long as an artist. You probably heard last year that song, I Really Want to Get to Know You, that I co-written. It was a joy to do, as I told you in previous podcasts. So before we get to the topic, which is a different topic, here's... If you heard, I hope you heard the whole song, it's Dove Knight, I Really Want to Get to Know You. Now, you know, that is where it is. And thank you for listening, you know. But this is, you know, I would usually go on Twitter to do podcasts, you know, to talk about music and so on. So I'm taking a break from that for at least 2 or 3 months. There will be the new song, I Want You. It's a song that illustrates the song of wanting to be in love. And I have my own unique vocals because I did this song a while ago, and I hope you will like it. It may just be on a record. It would be on with a 6th album of greatest hits from Dove Knight. However, let me talk about the topic. The topic is on a personal topic. Listen, stop the rumors, and if you know me, contact me. If you not, bye. Now let me get to the first step. But before I get to that, you know, thank you for listening, or who is interested in my music, or thank you for listening to my podcast. I want to illustrate that I sound in my own way on the podcast, so I have my own way about me, because I know people on these podcasts listen, they listen anyway, you know. You're probably listening, if you're listening in England or overseas, or definitely in America, just, you know, you'll hear from me. I'm just telling you like it is. Just rely on my interpretation of what I say and don't listen to any rumors, okay? Because I have the haters who say I didn't write my songs or I'm not open-minded. That's all that is not true. You know I'm open-minded. Believe me, I've been liberal all my life. I had to be liberal with the life I live. You know, it's like I like all kinds of people. Honestly, I like all kinds of, I'm in the music industry. You know, being in the music, you have to be open-minded. Music comes from all kinds of people, places. The diversity is so important in the music industry, and I'm aware of that. Regardless of what I feel personally, but really, truly, honestly, on a personal level as well as a public level, I am very open to all people regardless of where they come from. So that's all you need to know. Don't listen to any rumors, please. I know in this sense it makes me popular. At least in my podcast, people are probably concerned about some of the stuff that I've said about problems I have. I have my bad days and good days, and that's the way it is about living my life, and I'm fine. I guess I have an adaptation to where I came from. You know, I'm a very colorful person. I'm an artist, and I do have my own way about me, but it's very, very naturally stable and fun. I love to have fun. I have to because I'm a creator, diversify in many ways, shape, or form. I am always writing songs. You know, I've been on my piano writing all these different songs that I hope to use in a new recording eventually, or I'm going to release one of them, I Do Love You, as it is, by myself on a keyboard that I compose. I compose all the parts, and you'll hear me sing it. So I hope to release that after I Want You sometime in 2021. I don't know. But again, if you have here, if you have a weird way, or if you feel that my presence or the way I express myself on these podcasts is not appropriate, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22, because the truth is I'd like to get to know whoever's listening to me, because this is free. These podcasts are free. And you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. Because that's where I express, I put my videos, I type whatever going on in my life. That's where I really love to communicate, apart from Twitter. Again, don't listen to rumors or anything. Just listen to me. I'm always on podcasts. I've written books. I've written all kinds of books. I'm very open on many levels, shape, or form. But as they say, there are things that privately I like to keep to myself, just like anybody else. But privately and publicly, I am pretty much who I am. So that's how it is. And, you know, I came to Hollywood when I was 19 years old to be a star. I really did. It was such a dream, and even now it's still a dream that I can't get out of my head, because it's the creative side that was developed to the point where I just can't stop singing or making songs or acting in my own way. You know, I did some acting performances. Let me tell you, going to IMBM, and I'm labeled an actor, I did some films. And they were not scripts. So you'll hear music, hard rock music playing, and you'll see me just acting silly, you know, whatever. I'm probably not saying anything. I like one of the films where I was running for myself. So that was somebody, pardon me, it was somebody who made the movie. So it was so fun to do. I brought that up because I am a variety of performing you know, in my own way. But I'm pretty much, you know, artist in the music. I just been making music for so long, and that's a dream. But also, I develop other dreams to being, you know, some people have reminded me when I was younger about my intellect side. And I just said, you know, it's like intellectual side. It's like, I didn't come out here to Southern California in particular, live near Hollywood to be, live near Hollywood, you know, 20 miles, whatever. I didn't come out here to be an intellectual. I came out here to be an artist, but I also realized that I kept my mind open, that having a good intellect is truly a valuable asset. So those who try, who go to school, is a good asset. Or whatever kind of schooling, trade school, or just learning, is really an asset. Because I do have some brains. When I was younger, I was recognized a little bit for my brains, but never got the highest grades. I had too many problems to really concentrate, or too many limitations to really showcase that side. Perhaps I would have had a different destiny if I did, because the truth of the matter is, before I came to L.A., I was not allowed to go to college. I couldn't study music because I wanted to take a music appreciation, and I wanted to further my skills. I was actually, I tried out for a band. I did, a rock band in Buffalo, and I didn't get the lead singing part, but I was, like, on my way. So I was developing, you know, so that's how I was. But when they didn't let me go to college, I felt like I was not allowed to go to college. I just took the huge step of just coming to L.A. and never looked back, really. But in spite of it all, I also feel that in some aspects, I wish I would have had more time to have the self-discipline with my talents, because it probably would have made my destiny a lot more smoother. And I think those early situations really, I had to develop to become who I am. And the reason why I talk about this stuff is that don't listen to rumors about anything. And also, you know, I had a development that people from my hometown came out. Possibly, I don't know. I haven't seen them in years. And when they come out without telling me, you know, if they from people who I was when I was 19 or 18 or whatever, I ain't going to mention the places. North Buffalo or West Seneca, blah, blah, blah. And I know them and blah, 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 blah. Then contact me directly. Contact me directly and see how we're doing. Then blah, blah, blah. Yes, I can keep an open mind. Now, I do miss some people that I was hanging out with, you know. I wish I could have developed a more enduring friendship, but we were too young to understand. But if they did, yeah. But if not, then bye. Yeah, I think about that. I was thinking about that yesterday, about who I... It was the guy I was hanging out at some place. You know, whatever. I was wondering what happened to him. Whatever. I was thinking he probably moved on, whatever. Whatever, I'm in Southern California. Live near Hollywood, and so I leave it there. But yeah, I had some regrets. So when I came out here in LA, there was another person that I met in LA that I written a song about that's been released. I'm Over You, and it was experiencing a situation that I just simply could not understand. But I had to let go. And relationships come and go, so we move on. There's only one life to live. Because that is the reminder that I get. That it's only one life to live. Because with COVID-19, you know, just appreciate that I am alive. I'm wearing a mask. I hope I don't get sick. You know, I sat in DMV. And, you know, I sat around people and I had my mask on. So there's some nervousness that when I go there, I don't want to get... Because I want to live a long time. So I take each day one step at a time. So if anybody I know or don't know, or even people who I knew in L.A. or whatever, I ain't gonna mention places because I need my private life, you know. Some of these people, if they did and they up to no good, forget about it. Bye. If they ain't up to no good, you know, I have, you know, positive people, positive consequences. Sometimes we meet people we haven't seen in years and then come back and then stronger than it was. You know, that happens all the time, but sometimes, But, you know, I ain't going to get into all that. But remember, when I have my good days and bad days, it's important to express and be positive. Because being on podcasts, I know I have a responsibility that people who listen to me, that even though it's only on a small scale, very small scale, or one person hear me, or it could affect somebody out there. So all I can say is I'm positive, and you be positive and express thyself. Don't repress yourself and continue to live. And whatever emotions we have, and I know I express myself a lot, I have to express myself, whatever's going on, positive as much as possible, but sometimes I have to be negative, but as long as it's appropriate, because it cleans out the soul. Express thyself is so important. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.